Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Hi, we welcome you back. Welcome you back to the program. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, you want to get on board. We are back for yet another hour of the best money advice money can buy. How's that? And of course, it's all free for you right here. I don't know what that means, but it's costless to you. It's the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Yeah, I am Johnny Dean, your host here with Professor Rick Plum. Back with me once again this hour from Lucia Capital Group. We're talking about your money. We're relaying financial strategies with you and to you. Got a whole lot of stuff in store for this hour, including a couple of leftover things from last hour, which have to do with tax brackets. The question came in a while back, which was, how do you manage what tax bracket you're in? We were talking a little bit about that last hour, and the question came in about how do you actually manage it? We didn't get a chance to do that, but there is a way to manage your tax bracket. It has to do with planning. Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that there is a way to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody can do it,
right?
But there is a strategy in place that if you can manage it, you should be able to do it. Also, why AGI is important. Now, I know that sounds weird, talking about taxes, AGI. But there is an important component to this, and we're going to talk about why you should know about your adjusted gross income and taxable income and all that. And then finally, the question also came in as we were talking just before the break, Professor Plum, last hour, about bonuses that people got. If you get a bonus, and I'm going to give an extreme example here, but if you get a bonus, why it seems to be taxed at such a high level? That's really the question. Why are bonuses taxed so heavily? And there's a difference between the actual tax that you have to pay and the withholding, which is a down payment. So we're going to talk about that. But we will talk about anything that's on your mind. Doesn't matter. Any money issue you have, any money question you have, if you need to get in touch with the Brain Trust immediately, well, we've got lines open for you right now. Our studio number here, 877-PLANNER. You know that by now, 877-752-6637 spells out PLANNER on your telephonic device. You can also send us your email questions, your comments. Pretty easy to do that as well. You go to wealtheds.com at the Find Your Answer link. Now, we are all about wealth education on this program. Try to give you the knowledge that you need to help you out, to help you plan more, to have a more effective retirement. So you want to be sure to check out all of our financial resources there at wealtheds.com, our website. You can also contact the Brain Trust off the air right there as well. Everyone's situation is different. And with WealthEd, I would tell you this, you've got the opportunity to meet with a Brain Trust advisor to go over your situation. No need to panic. We've seen what's been going on in the markets over the last couple of days and may continue, I don't know, for the next couple of days, maybe even longer. We don't know. But what you should do, you should know what your options are. And you should know that the Brain Trust network of advisors available to you through a single point of contact are there for you. You just need somebody to talk to about all this stuff. Call Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number, 800-644-1150. Fortunately, Professor Plum, we haven't had a lot of people panicking over the stuff that's been going on.
Well, not yet. It's early yet. Give them time.
Well, I would say that, you know, you hit certain marks, you know, you hit 10% down and say, oh, we're in a correction. We had a couple of corrections over this lengthy bull market that we've had. But fortunately, at least from the callers that we've had and the people that we've talked to off the air, I don't know about you, but I don't think you've seen anybody really panicking yet about you know, well, oh, the
it's early. Remember, this only happened on Friday.
Yeah, but that's where a lot of the angst gets going, you know.
Yeah, it does. But when you're talking with an advisor, usually the people that are selling out in the first couple of days are the people that are doing it online. The people that do it themselves, the people that
the day traders, the gamblers, the people that are
managing their own portfolios. Mm-hmm. You usually don't get the people calling their advisors for a couple of days,
yes,
maybe a couple of weeks. Now, if this thing continues in a negative format for the next several weeks, months, yeah, you're going to even have people calling advisors. But people use advisors to help them through these times, as much from an emotional standpoint as from a purely trying to guess the market, because nobody can guess the market. But a lot of people think they can, and those are the people that were selling off yesterday, maybe today. Not yesterday,
Friday. Last time it was
the
over.
Day that, you know, the market was first going down.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to sell off for the time being that it's going to be down. And as you mentioned in the earlier hour, there's two decisions when you sell off a stock portfolio. When you don't need the cash, when you're not taking advantage of an upside trying to take your profits, when you're just selling in a panic mode, there's two decisions that you have to make. One is, when do you actually sell? Do you sell early or do you sell later? Do you wait it out? The next question is, if you do decide to sell, when do you get back in? We saw this a lot with the credit crisis back in 2011. People who correctly called the downturn, they got out before the credit crisis of 2011, the credit rating crisis, but they didn't get back in. They didn't get back in until 2014, 2015, after the market had not only recovered but had some incredible years after that. When you get out, when you're timing the market getting in and out, you have to know how to get back in, and that's as hard, if not harder. When was the best time to get back in after the 2008? In March of 2009. Somebody who panicked and got out in 2008 wasn't getting back in March of 2009 because they were still afraid. It still looked like it could go further down. And for a lot of people, they were sure it was going to go down. A lot of other people just said, well, you know what? I got 10, 15, 20 years before I need this money. I'm just going to keep buying on through it. Just buy in the high side, buy on the downside, just keep buying.
So what you're talking about is using volatility to your advantage here.
How dare you do that?
You know what I wished? I wish that I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, known what was going on, so that somewhere on that last week, I could have put a whole bunch of money into my 401k. And look what would have happened. On Friday, it would have gone down. Monday, it would have gone down. And just keep buying in.
I'd like to, be buying in today.
Yeah,
I'd like
today.
To be I'd love to be able to buy in almost every day. Of course, that means I have a lot of money to save. But
you don't? What are you talking about?
Or more money to save than I'm already saving.
Exactly, yeah. So the whole point of this is that you can't time the markets. And I just want people to understand this. You cannot time the markets. The best thing to do, I believe, is to just stay invested. I mean, keep going in. Use this as your long-term. This is a long-term bucket we're talking about.
Well, and you were talking about, if you had some money last Tuesday, Wednesday or so, you would have been buying into the market with the idea that 90% of the experts were saying that this occurrence would not happen.
Yes.
And you were expecting a market increase. That's why most people were buying in at that point that were trying to time the market, because all the experts, at least according to everything we've read, 90% of the people asked about the British, movement out of the EU, they said it wasn't going to happen. 90% were wrong, and that was up till Wednesday of last week's vote. They didn't predict it.
No, they didn't predict it, and you're not going to predict it either. So really, as I said, this is a long-term proposition. It's easy to get caught up, because as soon as you go on to, Yahoo Finance, or even just go to the regular news, what are you hearing about? You're hearing about, crisis, and every other headline is this, and look what's happening. We've seen these before. I think I mentioned this last hour, and I'll just mention this as a little overview here. But Professor Plum, we can go all the way back to data having to do with when Nazi Germany invaded France, there was the attack on Pearl Harbor. I mean, all of these things going back, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Here's another one. Remember when Eisenhower had a heart attack?
I don't.
I remember reading about it. I wasn't there. That was about 9 years before I was born. But that created a big, downturn in the market. You had the Kennedy assassination. You had the Vietnam War when they invaded. You had the Afghanistan. You had the 87 market crash. I mean, there are about 15 or 16 different points in history.
And each one, there were some man-made disasters,
yep,
some natural disasters, some global disasters.
And what we saw was a relatively short period of time, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe as many as 2 months. But when you think about it, that's a very short period of time where the market reacted in a very negative manner. Some went down 15%, 13%. If you look back at the U.S. stock market crash, which we still don't know what that was all about, in 1987.
What did trigger that very large sell-off?
Nothing.
On that particular day?
Nothing. Still nobody knows. 31% was lost over the course of and the S&P was about, over the course of about 12, 13 days.
Yeah, but if you look January to December of that particular year, even with that big downturn in the middle of it, mm-hmm. or towards the end of it, it was still a positive year. Not by much, but a positive year for the S&P, I believe.
It was. The list kind of goes on. We had the September 11th. We had U.S. invading Iraq. We had the Lehman Brothers. September and November, I think we were down, 35, 40%, something like that.
A fairly sizable drop.
Yes. And guess what happened? Historically, the markets have come back. Now, in some cases, they came back very quickly. After a month, a year, I would say, in many of these situations, the markets came back. But I'm sure in each one of those crises, everybody looked and said, oh, doom and gloom, this is it. We're headed for a big fall. I'm jumping out.
Well, and there's news reports today. Certain experts are saying that get ready for the biggest, longest downturn we've ever seen, the mother of all downturns, so to speak. Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. We don't know how this is going to play out. We don't know how clean or muddy it's going to get with Britain trying to exit the EU. Could take years. There could be legal challenges. I think Scotland's trying to stop it from happening altogether.
Well, of course, the point is, in all this,
it's all uncertainty.
Historically, and if history is any guide, it's always come back over the long term. All right, 877-PLANET. We've got some emails to get to. If you want to email us, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com. Got tax brackets, a whole bunch of things to talk about. Whatever's on your mind, give us a call. Brain Trust standing by. More when we come back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Taking your phone calls, your questions, your emails, etc. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Happy to have everybody on board. And we will be talking your money, We'll talk to your money. Talking to you about your money. It's got to be early. It's got to be early in the week, you know? That's what we do. It's cyclical. You know, we get warmed up for the week. By Wednesday, we're all doing really well. And by Thursday and Friday, it just becomes loose as heck. So anyway, yes, we'll be talking to you about your money. If you've got questions, you can get on board right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Going to get to a couple of emails in just a moment. We got some folks on hold, as we always do. In fact, we lost a couple during the break. Give us a call back. So we'll move up next to David in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, David.
Hello. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. How can we help you today?
Okay. Yes, I have 401k, and there's $248,000 in it, or there was on Thursday.
Yeah.
I was thinking about moving it to the money market. Is that considered selling my stock?
Yes, that is selling. You know, you're changing the investment. You're going from a equity-style investment, which I'm guessing is what you have in there now, to a cash investment. You are selling the stocks and moving to cash. Now, how old are you, David? David?
Oh, my.
Didn't like that question. Thought it was only impolite to ask a lady their age.
Well, we do need to know. Now, I think I know where you were going with this. Put him on hold. Let's see if he's still there. Sometimes something happens with the phone.
But he says he had, you know, a nice size account balance as of last Thursday. So the question is, should you have been in stocks as of last Thursday? Because if you should have been in stocks as of last Thursday, then there's no reason to get out of them now because you have a longer-term time horizon. And what I see a lot of people making the mistake doing is when we have a downturn like this with their 401ks, not only do they potentially sell and move to cash, but they stop saving into the, you know, into the volatile side of the market. They stop their contributions. Either they start stockpiling their contributions in cash as if they're going to know when to get back in at the bottom of the market, or they stop contributing altogether. For somebody who has a long-term time horizon, for somebody who is looking to try to accumulate as much as possible over time, volatility is your best friend, and this is a great time to be buying in. Sure, it could go lower. Probably will. Buy in again and keep buying in. Now, this is not something you do with money that you need to spend in the next 5 years, not even maybe the next 10 years. If you need to spend the money in the next 5 or 10 years, you shouldn't be in the stock market. You shouldn't have had all of the money in the stock market. You needed to pare off a portion of it. The money you need to, you know, save, I mean, to spend in the next couple of years shouldn't be anywhere near the stock market, should be in stable value funds, money market accounts, things of that nature, so that you don't go through this downturn and jeopardize your ability to buy, spend, do whatever you need to do with that money. But for the long haul, this is probably going to be another blip in the graphic that we see over time.
Well, that's what we've seen for so many, you know, we've been looking at this forever now.
And this may be one of the better buying opportunities we've had lately. Now, will it get better? When I say, will it get better? Will it get better from a buying opportunity or from a current value standpoint? How do we take advantage of both?
Well, exactly. All right, now, I think we got David back on the line. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We were just getting started then. Professor Plum had a couple of questions for you here.
How old are you, David?
63.
Now, is this the entire investment portfolio that you have?
Yes, and there was like 80% growth and the rest in some other world markets or something. But,
well, that's growth too.
I'm ready to get out, and I was going to do it before this all happened, and I procrastinated.
Okay, that is the reason to get out, at least to some degree. Not the fact that it dropped yesterday, dropped again today, or yesterday. Yeah, last close, last business day. The idea is set yourself up so that you have enough money to retire. Now, when you retire, first off, when are you going to retire?
Very shortly.
Shortly, okay.
A couple months.
Then you were way too aggressive unless you have a lot of pension money to go along with this 401k. Do you have pensions?
No, not at all.
Do you have a spouse that's currently working and going to continue to work for another 10 years making a lot of money?
No.
Do you have Social Security? Or will you?
Yes, I will have about $1,200 a month.
How much will you need to live when you retire in the not too distant future?
Probably $2,000 a month.
Okay, so you need about $10,000 a year from the portfolio. Yeah, now is the time to at least start moving some of the money. And I would, this is, yeah, you're right, you procrastinated. You're too close to retirement to take the risk of these types of movements on the negative side. And so that's the reason to sell, not that the market is potentially going down. But, yeah, you want to sell. Now, would you want to sell at all? I don't think you should sell at all, no, because some of the money, you're 62, 63 years old. Some of the money you don't need for 20 years. So that amount of money can stay and withstand the downturn that may yet be coming our way or and have a chance to recover. But the money you're going to need to spend next year, you know, you need to move some money. You need a strategy. You need to move it like now or as soon as possible to get yourself set for retirement so that you can retire when you want to retire. This amount of money is still enough or was enough the other day to retire and get the $10,000 out of it every year. It's about a 4% distribution. And so that's a reasonable number. So the problem is you don't want to let it drop too far because then you may not be able to retire when you want to retire. You may say, you know what, this thing dropped to 200, it dropped to 150. I cannot afford to retire anymore. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You procrastinated. It hurt you a little bit. Now let's see if we can still make it worthwhile for you to retire. I would start by saying probably moving $70,000, you know, 10 years worth of my income to something very safe right away. But I would really want a strategy in place. You got to start getting that strategy done.
I see. Okay. I appreciate your advice.
Now, David, you know that if you sell out today, any amount of money, you're helping the rest of us because by you selling, it's going to trigger a recovery like nobody's seen. I'm being sarcastic.
Sarcastic there, but yeah, because it's just how it works.
I don't think you can afford to stay in the way you're going right now. You're right. You should have gotten out earlier because you're too close to the event, the retirement date. You really want to start moving out of the market, getting ready for retirement, years ahead of retirement. Not weeks and months ahead of retirement, because unfortunately, these kinds of events happen, and we can't predict when they're going to happen, but Murphy's Law says they're going to happen just before you retire if you haven't made the moves and created a strategy to prevent them. Not prevent them, to wait them out. You can't prevent these kind of events.
Right. Okay, I appreciate your advice.
All right, David, hold on if you have some more questions. Maybe we can help you out a little bit with a strategy, which is what we do here on this program. His age, obviously, is a big factor in this.
It is.
Right, he's 63, and he's saying a couple of months he's going
to... He wants to retire shortly, mm-hmm. whether it's a year or even 2 years. I mean...
Well, his response was the next couple of months.
I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to do our strategies ahead of these market downturns. And if you're 45 and you've got 20 years between now and retirement, your strategy is still pretty much all growth. If you're 63, 64, 65, you're only at 4 or 5 years. I mean, 70, not that many people work past 70. You need to have your system in place. You need to have money in a safer area so that when these things happen, you can still retire. Let's hope that David can still do that.
Yeah, you don't want the markets or anything like that dictating when you retire. I mean, you want to hang it up when you hang up. In fact, you may not even have a choice. I mean, David's got a choice, it sounds like, but some people don't have a choice. Their retirement is foisted upon them. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We do have lines open now, so give us a call. 877-PLANNER. We're taking your calls till the top of the hour. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Planner, PLANNER. We like our music loud here on this program. It's the Bucket Strategy Investing Show. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We were talking last segment. If you want to get on board, we got lines open for you. We were talking with David last segment. Your suggestion to David, now he had, I forgot how much.
About $250,000.
Yeah, and he's retiring in the next couple of, he said next couple of months.
And it sounds like he's almost 100% growth oriented.
Right. And then so he looked back and he said, well, you know, looking back over the last couple of days, you know, there was quite a bit of value lost.
Right. And should I sell out now because I'm getting ready to retire? Well, the answer is you should have sold out last week, but you didn't do it, unfortunately, and the market's gone down.
Okay.
And so not from a market timing standpoint.
Yeah, and this is where I want to go because I know people are saying, well, wait a minute. You're saying we should have sold. And at the same time, we've been saying you can't time the markets. We've been saying this all day.
No, but you do want to time your retirement. You can try to choose that date, and to be able to choose that date, you need to have money available to you, and money available that didn't just go down 10, 15, 20% or whatever we may or may not experience with this downturn. And so we want to still be able to retire. Now, he should still be able to retire when he wants to, but he's going to have to, unfortunately, move some money to safety because we don't know that this particular market won't continue on a negative trend for at least the foreseeable future. And if it does, he could lose the ability to have a comfortable retirement. He still probably has it. It would have been a little nicer to do it before this downturn, but when you're getting ready to retire, it's not as much of a market timing aspect of it as you want to have the money available. And while the market could go up significantly, and if he sells off some money, it probably will go up significantly. That's just Murphy's Law. You're less worried about dramatic increases or losing out on dramatic increases as you are participating in a dramatic loss. Those hurt worse, and they can actually change your retirement date. And that's not something most people want to do. Change it in a bad way, I mean. Change it in postponing it. Market increases can help, but they don't help as much as a downturn hurts. So when we are getting close to retirement, and I mean 5 years from retirement, we need to start paring back. The reason we pare back and we put things into what we call bucket number one, safer investments, money markets, things of that nature, is so that if the market does go down, like it did in 2008, 2000, maybe doing now, we don't know, I can still retire when I want to retire. And I can leave this, the assets that we've left alone in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I can leave them alone for 10 or 15 years and see if they come back.
Now, if you've been looking at David's portfolio a week or 2 weeks ago, obviously, you know, we don't know what's coming. So back then, everything was just kind of humming along. You see, he's got $250,000. My guess is that he had made that decision to retire before that. It didn't just all of a sudden hit him.
Right.
What would you would have suggested even back then? You said, look, you know, we don't know where the market
is going. This is too aggressive.
Up, down, or sideways, but no matter where the market goes, it's too aggressive.
If
based on his retirement.
Right. You come in and you're months from retirement, and 80% of your money's in the domestic market and 20% in world markets. Yeah, you're too aggressive. Unless you have a lot of pensions, unless you have enough pension and Social Security or rental income and other sources of capital, other sources of income, to where the downturn, we do not need to tap into this money for 10 to 15 years, that's too aggressive. I mean, I've met people that have incredible pensions and have more money from pensions and social than they'll ever spend. They can handle the movement of the market because, hey, it doesn't affect their ability to live. But if you're looking to retire and you're going to need taking money out of your portfolio in the not too distant future, you need to have some safer accounts because we can't predict when this happens or when it will be over or whether it will ever be over. So we need to have that, well, as some people call it, dry powder. Now, if you wanted to do that, we look to try to do this, even if you're not that close to retirement, when the markets are up substantially from where they were before. You might not have been doing that over the last year because of the flat nature of the market over the last year, but prior to that, we'd had some pretty good years in the market. Pulling some money off the top when the profits are above expectation, when the profits are better than normal, and maintaining some, you know, safer areas, even if you don't need to retire, gives you some opportunity money. When is the opportunity? I don't know if it's a big enough opportunity yet, but if we continue what we're doing now, it may become a nice opportunity. So it's just a matter of I have opportunities to retire early, maybe. I have opportunities at all kinds of things. You need to have a strategy for what's happening in your life, not dictated by the movement of the market today or yesterday.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of us looking at this and saying, well, in hindsight, you should have done it. Yes, you should have done
it. Well, in hindsight, you should have.
But if you had taken a look at this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, not knowing what was coming down the line, you would have said that the advice would have been exactly the same thing.
If we'd gotten this call last Monday.
Yes.
He's too aggressive. That's just the way it is. And so we need to have, if you're going to retire in the next couple of months, you don't want 100% of your money in the market unless you don't need to touch it. Some people don't. If you do, you need to pare back.
877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Got a few emails I want to try to get to here before the top of the hour. One of these was brought up by us last hour, Professor Plum, which had to do with
bonuses.
We were talking about tax brackets and bonuses and all that stuff. And the question is, please answer the question, why bonuses are taxed so much more than our ordinary income checks are.
Bonuses aren't necessarily taxed at a higher bracket than the regular income. But there's a withholding on the check that may be higher. Withholding is not the amount of tax you owe. Withholding is the amount of money that's taken out of your check and sent to the IRS as a down payment for the taxes that you may owe, but it is not how much you actually owe. I remember years ago watching a documentary on lottery winners, and I remember, you know, they asked this one lottery winner, what would you tell a new lottery winner? What's the most important piece of advice you can give a new lottery winner? And the individual said that you have to pay taxes twice. And that caught my attention. It's like,
I remember
really?
That.
Really?
You
have to pay taxes twice. How does that work? You pay taxes when you get your check, and you pay taxes again in April. Well, technically, you actually paid your taxes in April. You made a down payment on those taxes when you got your check. And that's actually what we're happening. When you take money out of an IRA, or not an IRA, excuse me, a 401k or a pension plan, there's an automatic withholding of 20%. That doesn't mean that the only tax that you're going to pay is 20% at a federal level on that IRA, that 401k distribution. You may not even owe the 20%. You may owe 39.6%. You may owe even more than that if you have penalties associated with it. That's a down payment. That's a guess. It's just an ongoing prepayment. It's kind of like what they call a sinking fund. I like that idea because the money's sinking away. You put it in there, it sinks away, and it's gone. All you're doing is prepaying the taxes that you will actually owe in April. Now, why do bonus checks have a much higher potential withholding than a normal check? Let's say that you get paid every week. Well, let's say 50 times a year, just to make the math easy. So you get 50 paychecks of the year, and you make $30,000 a year. So each paycheck is what, $600, $625? They look at that paycheck and they say, somebody who makes this much money on this frequency, who has a $30,000 annual income, should owe about X amount of dollars if they have zero exemptions, one exemption, two exemptions on down the line. So we're going to withhold enough from the paycheck to basically try to get close to what they actually owe at the end of the year, try to get close to breaking even for an average person that has that income, that frequency for the year, and that those exemptions. But let's say that you're getting that, normally you get that $2,500 a month combined in four paychecks, $625 a paycheck, but you get a bonus equal to 1 month of your income. So you get another check for $2,500. Well, the way they look at it is if you get that $2,500 check every paid period. So $2,500 over 50 paychecks, not just a one-time bonus. That's why a lot of times companies will come to you and ask you if you want to change your withholding for your bonus. Because if they do it on the same withholding, instead of somebody that looks like they're making $30,000 a year, you got somebody that makes it look like they're making $150,000 a year. $150,000 a year has a higher income tax than somebody making $30,000 a year. So the amount that they would withhold from that check is significantly higher because they expect that person to owe more taxes at the end of the year. Not necessarily because of this one check, but because of the number of checks that they expect to be receiving at that velocity and that number.
Yeah. Now,
so the more often that you get paid, the higher those single bonus checks would be taxed because it's your normal paycheck is spread out over.
Not the higher they be taxed, the more withholding.
Withheld. You're correct. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
The higher the withholding will be on that actual bonus check.
And keep in mind that once your taxes are reconciled, you've done your return. In your particular example, assuming everything else is equal, they're more than likely going to get a lot of that back, or at least a portion of it back that they overpaid. It will come back in April.
On my normal paycheck of $625, they may withhold 10%, $62. Yeah. But out of a $2,500 check, thinking that was what you were going to get paid every week for every month
of the year. For
the
rest of the year, yeah.
For the entire year,
well, yeah.
They may withhold 30% or 25% or some number, quite a bit higher. You're just going to look at it and say, what is my final tax bill? I mean, I made $32,500 instead of $30,000. Not that much more in taxes, but some. But I paid in a lot more. I'll get a nice refund that year.
The refund will be coming. Okay, that's how it works. All right, 877-PLANNER. More emails, phone calls, lines open. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking more of your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Has your life changed?
Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I was singing this song when I came in. Andy Last, our, you know, switcher, technical director, and overall good person, has this as her ringtone.
I was wondering why I remember this one so well.
Yes, it's not the original. I think it's somebody else that did it because there's a wrong note in there. But,
oh,
but
no.
It's all right. Every time her phone rings, I'm singing this song for like 2 hours. So, Andy, you got a call?
Get your phone!
It's great. It reminds me of, it was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That was in that movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Oh, okay. Well, John Candy's in the car, you know, and in the rental car with Steve Martin, and he's singing along, and he's got this cigarette, and he throws it out the window, but it lands in the back seat. Anyway, you got to see it. That song was playing in that scene. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Coming up on this program tomorrow, more strategy for you. We're going to be talking about something called Code Section 72T, and you go, what? Code section, what? Who? What? What is this? Code section, okay. Well, despite the technical sounding nature of it and the code section of the IRS code that allows you to do what it is that 72T does, despite that, it's actually a very nice thing to have. And what does it mean? Well, it means simply that you can use this to take money out of your tax-deferred retirement account before you're age 59 and a half and not incur a penalty. You know, I mean, you normally have to wait until you're age 59 and a half if you want to take any money out without a penalty, but there are certain exceptions, and one of them has to do with this code section. And you don't have to be 55, you don't have to be retired. You can take money out of, say, your IRA, your 401k, whatever it is, and get to it without a penalty using what's called Code Section 72T. And what the reasons you might want to use it are many, and we're going to talk about some of those tomorrow and talk to you about strategy. This came up a little bit last week when we were talking about paying off your home, Professor Plum, using a Roth IRA to pay off your home. We talked a little bit about the potential of using 72T to take money out. I'm sorry, not
traditional. You don't usually use a 72T on a Roth.
No. I'm sorry. No, it had to do with the, forget it. What were we talking about last week? Not on the home.
Buying real estate
in the IRA. Thank you very much. You want to get money out of your IRA to buy real estate. So that's the way to do it. You get one way is use 72T. All right, that's all coming up tomorrow. That's enough of that. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's see. Today's trivia comes from the PU Research Center. This says this, the median household income. Follow this, will you? The median household income in 83% of the most densely populated metropolitan areas in the U.S. Oh. 190 of 229 urban areas, representing 75% of our nation's population, declined between 1999 and 2014 after adjusting for inflation. Okay, so here's the deal. So the median household income in almost all of the densely populated metropolitan areas declined between 1999 and 2014 after adjusting for inflation.
So living in a dense-packed, densely populated area hasn't been good for income.
Hasn't been good for income. And we're talking about many of the urban areas, the cities and things like that. They're adjusting for income. Their median household income over that 15-year period actually went down.
Adjusting for inflation, yes.
Yes, which you have to do because inflation does tend to eat into it.
Hasn't eaten into it a lot lately, but
no. But I mean, over the course
little
of,
bit hurts
over the course of 15 years. I mean, little
bit,
bites
yeah.
of a sandwich don't add up to much, but you know,
over time,
those little bites can take off half the sandwich, and that's exactly what we're seeing here.
So they're seeing more income growth potential outside of the urban areas, is what I'm reading into this.
In
other
words,
get out of the city.
Perhaps, although this is,
or at least get out of the very most densely populated cities.
Well, I suppose, although I think those people who are making less just happen to be living in the cities. Anyway, that's your Pew Research Center trivia for the day. Okay, I want to get to this email from Bill. We haven't heard from Bill for a while.
It's nice to know. He's
yes.
out there, still listening. Thank you.
Loganville, Georgia. Do I have time? Yes. Bill says this, still in good health, age 69, when is a good time to start reducing real assets and personal property? I have a lot of stuff. He says,
treasured stuff,
which is my treasure, but my wife and children's junk. They don't think it's treasures. They say it's garbage. Motorcycles, trucks, tools, guns, reloading equipment, gold, silver telescopes, and some land.
I have got to meet this guy. I mean, he and I get along great.
This sounds like
my treasure stuff.
This sounds like your dowry, Professor Plum. Wow. All right.
It's
so
perfect. Well, I mean, when do you start getting rid of it? Well, it depends on whether you treasure the stuff more than you want to make life easy for your heirs after you're gone. Now, what's going to happen to those things that you treasure but your family doesn't when you're gone? They're going to sell them. They're probably going to sell them at fairly, low prices. They may donate them places just to get rid of them because they don't mean much to them. So you've got to decide whether or not the money that you're going to leave, if you can sell them at a real price versus a fire sale after you're gone, is the money more important to pass on? The value of the dollar is more important to pass on to your heirs? Or is the treasured stuff more valuable to you? I mean, it's a hard question. Do you get rid of the things that make you the happiest in life just because you know that they're going to bail on it as soon as you're gone? Well, does that matter? I mean, this is a tough one because I look at it saying, you know what? If it makes you happy, but there's no... keep them for as long as they make you happy and let the chips fall where they may later. I don't have a problem. Unless it becomes a problem between you and your spouse, you and your heirs, that, geez, this is just junk taking up room and you're not even using it.
What would be the point of reducing it anyway? So that your heirs don't have to deal with it?
To make life easier after you're gone.
Well, he says he's age 69 in good health, so now is not the time to do that. Now,
well, you never know. I mean, we never know when we're going to go.
No, but I mean, I would suggest maybe if you're 85 and you've still got your motorcycles, I don't know how many you're going to...
No, come on. Well, 85 motorcycle, that's going to be tough. But no, you can do it. I still plan on riding when I'm 85. Seems like next week sometimes when I wake up in the morning.
Well, you're 85. I mean, okay, I could see you can keep your gold and your silver. That'll still work. Maybe your trucks. I don't see a lot of 85-year-olds driving those, but okay. Telescopes. You need a telescope when you're 85 to just read the morning paper. So I'm not sure.
Don't get rid of that yet.
Yeah.
But if you are looking to get rid of some of your toys at bargain basement prices, I may know some people that can help.
Yeah, in fact, you might be able to call 877-PLANNER.
Trucks, motorcycles, yeah, tools? Oh. Mm.
Yeah, ask for a guy named Professor. I said that's right. This is right in your...
Oh, I love that stuff.
Absolutely. So Professor will keep it forever. The only if there's going to be anybody who's out there riding a motorcycle that's 85, it'll probably be Professor. if you make it that long. All right, 877-PLANNER is our number on the air. I'm not putting a curse in you. I'm just
Thank
saying.
You.
If you need the brain trust off the air, talk to Professor or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group about your strategy. You need a strategy. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.